The American Repertory Theatre in Cambridge, Massachusetts has been electrified for weeks now by the world premiere of Real Women Have Curves, the musical. Directed and choreographed by Sergio Trujillo, music and lyrics from Joya Huerta and Benjamin Velez, written by Lisa Loomer, adapted from the play and later the film written by Josefina Lopez, based on her early life as an undocumented immigrant in East L.A. The cast features Latina women, all ages, all body types, many full-figured, who work, as Lopez did, in a sewing shop. As air conditioning, sewing machines fall apart around them, they make it work.
We make it work.
And that scary grinding noise it makes ever since I spilled coffee.
You spilled what?
No, don't worry. We make it work. I came alone from El Salvador.
Enter 20-something Lucy Godinez as Anna. Her sister and mother, undocumented, own the sewing business. Anna is an American-born citizen, just accepted with a full ride to Colombia. But her family needs her, so she juggles a small reporting gig while sewing and ironing and watching out for immigration raids. The fear of arrest is palpable, but so is the joy of these women as they hold close those they left behind and those who traveled this path before them.
Siempre, por siempre, mi gente, live on inside us, siempre.
Always my people. We sat down with Justina Machado, a veteran actress who appeared in the Heights on Broadway and whose family is from Puerto Rico. She plays Anna's mother, Carmen. And newcomer Lucy Godinez, who comes from a theater family in Evanston, Illinois, whose roots are in Cuba. How do those roots entwine with their characters? We started with Lucy. How did you reach back, if you at all reached back into your own personal story, to tell Anna's?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think another thing that really touches me about this story is the theme of sacrifice and what our families have sacrificed for us to be able to be here and to be doing what we're doing at the level that we do it. Just from stories that I heard growing up about my father coming here with 9 siblings, a 9th of 10 children, being raised by a single mother who worked 4 jobs sometimes at one time, struggling to learn English, but also was adamant about speaking Spanish in the home. There's a line in particular that really, really hits me when Raul, the father, says, like, if our children are able to live the lives that they want to live, then we did a good job.
Yes, that's it.
And
anyway,
that is such a powerful thing to hear a parent say, especially an immigrant parent. And that's a really beautiful and very real thing.
Oh, sacrifice does become central here because, Justina, your character is trying to impress upon her daughter, played by Lucy, that the family has sacrificed for her. Lucy thinks she's sacrificing by not living out her dream of going to school. How did you reach back, if you reached back?
Well, I'm first generation. My family migrated from Puerto Rico in the mid-50s. So my mother was like 1 or 2 years old. So she basically grew up in Chicago. But I knew these women. So it wasn't that difficult to reach back. And part of the thing about Carmen, on paper, sometimes she just looks really petty. And on paper, it looks as if she's just walking around calling her daughter fat and saying, you know, forget about your dreams and this is all about me. But knowing the struggles that this character has, because I had those struggles with my own mother, with my own grandmother, where they want you to do well. They want you to go out there, but they're scared. They're scared because they don't know anymore. You know, their world has been limited. So it's like my grandmother worked in, she ironed and some dry cleaning. My mother got her nursing. I grew up with everybody working at factories and, you know, with limited education. So with that, they want you to do well, but they want you to do well and stay in the family. But you talked about, like, you see this thing and you see this joy and this laughter. That's part of Latinos, joy and laughter, because we deal with so much in this world. She's got a line that says, a country that looks down on you. And unfortunately, you know, I love this country, but it happens a lot. So we deal with that with love and joy and laughter and comedy. Yeah. And that's how we live our lives. Just that's Latinidad right there.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen to a little of when you sing to Anna what you want to pass on to her, which is this notion that family comes first. What's the song, Blood?
It's thicker than mole. It's like a sauce. They have different kinds of mole.
Blood is thicker than mole.
In this familia, we have blood thicker than mole.
We put our dreams aside for what the family needs. Each of us hustle every day without complaining. It's time you learn to make a dress. You have big dreams. Try sleeping less.
So Lucy, there, Justina is singing to you as your mother. How are you playing that physically? Because I feel like I'm seeing something in you physically.
Mm-hmm. Over the course of Justina's song, it feels like I'm being ganged up on almost. She's walking into the scene being like, I'm going to tell my parents that I got into Columbia and I'm going to go to college. And then all of a sudden it's like smacked across the face. No, you're not. You're going to be working in the factory because that's your duty and your due diligence to your family. That's a lot of pressure. It affects your posture. I find a lot of Anna's anxieties sit in her upper back and her shoulders. When I am like starting to embody those like physical symptoms of whatever that feeling is, everything else just kind of falls into place.
It's so funny because I see that in the audience. Your shoulders go forward, your backpack straps, you know, you put your backpack on and you're
going to finish this show with scoliosis.
But then as you start to fly, your chest comes out. You do seem to assert yourself. Let's listen.
Flying away, doing it all.
For Anna, you know, she grew up hearing from her mother and her father and her sister, like, it almost feels like there's some type of, like, invincibility afforded to you as, like, a U.S. citizen. And then over the course of the play, she learns, obviously, that while there are privileges that you are able to enjoy as a citizen, being not necessarily afraid of being taken away and taken to another country. However, there are still those dangers, especially to your family. Diane Guerrero wrote a really beautiful book, In the Country We Love, where she came home from school when she was a child and her family had been deported while she was gone. You know, those things are real.
Well, there are so many standout moments. And of course, there's the one that gives the show its title, Real Women Have Curves. And Anna, you instigate this moment. It's another broiling day in the factory and there's no air conditioning. And you just say, what the heck? And you take off your shirt. Uh-huh. And then you encourage everyone to take off their shirts. Uh-huh. Justina, your character is appalled at all of this. Mom is appalled initially. And then there you all are, shirtless, bottomless, just your undies, most of you, you know, just singing your hearts out. What was that like, both of you? Would start with Lucy, the first time you did that.
I love it. I think it's unlike anything I've ever done. It's so liberating and exciting. I'm not thinking about anybody else that's watching. I'm just thinking about myself and the people I'm on stage with. And it's so much fun. I have an equal amount of fun quite literally every time we do it.
When I mean that it's hard, we know what to say. Real, real women have curves.
We talk a lot about diversity in theater. I don't think we've seen a whole lot of body diversity. And so this is also kind of like blowing the doors wide open for a whole new conversation about representation for people of different sizes and shapes.
She's so cute. I do not like it. But that's the generational difference. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm like 24 years older than Lucy. So I do not like it, you know, but I know it's an important part of the show. And I love how people are affected. And I love that people are so emotional about it. And I love that we bring that to them. But it is my least favorite part of the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing it, given that.
But I love that everybody loves it.
You know what it's like. The audience goes crazy on a show.
They do.
And there's a lot of groups of women. And my row is discussing, should we take off our clothes?
I mean, that's amazing.
That's going to happen. Lucy, you do another number with an undocumented worker who is from Guatemala, who is petrified. Mm-hmm. And she's suddenly transformed when she also sings of getting away. Mm-hmm.
So Satya Chavez, who plays Isel, is actually a very dear friend of mine. We've worked together for the last 4 years. It feels like time stands still, and it's just like the two of us on stage playing. These are just like two teenage girls that are just opening up about their dreams and what they want for themselves, kind of looking past the threats of La Migra, looking past, you know, borders and walls and restrictions, and just wanting to like be free and be themselves.
If I were a bear,
I feel like I say this all the time with the show, but I don't feel like I've ever experienced anything like that.
Well, it's because there hasn't been anything like a lot of this.
It's true. That's very true.
And do I dare say the B word? Would you rather?
What's the B word?
Broadway.
Oh, say it. Speak it into the universe.
How would that be for you?
It would change my life. It would change my world. For some people, that is not their dream. Shamelessly, that is my dream. I wanted to be on Broadway since I was a very little girl. It would change my life. It really would. And to get to bring this show in particular to a whole new audience of Latinas of all shapes and sizes and colors, with their own relationships with their bodies, to get to experience this is beyond anything I could have ever dreamed for myself. So,
Lucy Godinez, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Justina Machado, thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Real women have curves.
Okay, I'm in.
Real women.